Good morning,
Audio Bouland. It is Tuesday morning and it is a really nice spring morning. A bit windy, probably hear the wind rattling through the microphone on my phone a little bit. But I'm walking along now with the dog and I can just feel the sunshine on my face and it just is invigorating. It really, really is. After such a long winter, I think we've had a really long winter everywhere, let alone here in Denmark. I just think, yeah, totally ready for this nice spring weather now. Totally ready. And it's invigorating. Sunday was the same. It was a nice kind of sunny day and just got up. And even though I'm really tired, there was lots of stuff to do around the house. Did some spring cleaning, washed the car. Was playing outside with my daughter and all kinds of stuff. It was just, you know, stuff that we hadn't really done in a while because for various reasons, just that the weather gets you down, doesn't it? And you want to hunker in and drink lots of tea rather than be outside and, feel all energised. And that's what I've had for the last few days, and today I feel quite energised. Even though last night I went to bed about 1 a.m. I was sitting up. We just started doing JavaScript at school. So our project is finished, or finished for now anyway. It's my portfolio, so it won't be finished probably ever. I mean, it'll be finished. It will go up at some point in the next probably 6 weeks. But, it's something that needs to be maintained and updated on a regular basis. But yesterday we had regular classes, and we started JavaScript, which, it's really weird because when we first started the course back in September, we started with HTML and CSS, and then moved on to PHP, and we moved on to ActionScript, and then we moved on to PHP. And particularly when we started ActionScript the first time, I mean, I was sitting in the class with a headache, just thinking, what the heck is all this about? And really kind of tried to apply myself a bit. I'm no ActionScript expert, but I managed to make a retro game using ActionScript and just the Flex SDK. And I want to make another one as well when I get the time. So I kind of started really to get to grips with ActionScript, and then PHP came along, and that was, I was sitting in the class with not so much of a headache, thinking, now, what the heck is all this about? Because it's very similar to ActionScript in many ways, or the logic is very much the same. So that was kind of less of a headache. And now we've started JavaScript, and sitting in the class yesterday, listening to our teacher Niels talk about JavaScript, and no headache at all. It was like we'd done the other two, and now we're doing JavaScript, and oh my gosh, this all seems very, very familiar. So I really think the work that I put in trying to figure out some ActionScript and some PHP has really paid off, because now we come to JavaScript and, you know, I'm not saying I understand the language completely, but I certainly feel as though I can get to grips with it a lot easier than that very first time when we sat in the classroom talking about ActionScript. That was just, you know, you get that kind of stressful feeling where you know that this is going to take some effort to understand. And that's what it was the first time. But now, having kind of gone out of my way and made that effort, and a lot of people in the class have too, when we're sitting looking at JavaScript now, it's, it all seems very familiar, which is great. So it's great to feel that a bit of hard work and application of my time and effort it's paid off a bit. So looking forward to some adventures in JavaScript now. My ambition this week is to try and make a simple images gallery using JavaScript. I think I can do it out of the tools we've been given already. So I'm going to, after we have design class today, I'm going to give it a bash, start coding it, see if I can get it to work. Nothing I'm going to download or borrow. I'm actually just going to see if I can put it together myself. And you know what? That feels great too. Being able to actually think your way around a problem and just start putting a solution together. might not be completely elegant. I'm a newbie at all this. At this stage, I think if I can get it to work, I'll be happy and it'll be awesome. And then of course I can learn more and start making it more of a, you know, making these things more of a elegant solution. But for now, if I can just get a basic click and appear photo gallery going in JavaScript, I will be pretty happy. All right, we've got design this morning in at school, so be interesting to see what comes, because we're finished with our big projects and we got another few weeks of classes yet before the Easter break. So yeah, kind of interesting to see what we're going to cover just in this last part of this half of the term. So I'll let you know. No idea what design class is going to be today, so I'll update you later. All right, have a great day, Audio Boo Land, and I'll boo you later.